My name is John Erling, and today's date is February 3rd, 2016. Red, would you state your full name, please?
Red Stevenson.
You don't have a middle initial?
No.
Is your name officially Red?
Well, I came to Bixby, and nobody knew who I was or anything, and I lived with a family by the name of Stevenson. I had red hair, and the only name I'd ever been called was Red, and so it just became Red Stevenson. That's the name I grew up with. I ran away and joined the military, and when I joined the military, the recruiting sergeant said, "What's your real name, first name?" And I said, "Red." And he said, "We can't use Red in the government records." So there's another sergeant sitting there, and he said, "Hell, give me my name." I wish the guy's name had been Alfonso or something, but it was Haroldine. You had to have a first and last name. So I went in the military as Haroldine. I stayed in 9 years. When I got out, I never did like that name. So I hired a lawyer, went to court to get my name changed. The old judge was pretty smart. It was Clifford Hopper. He was called a hanging hopper. Hell, I thought he'd be in administrative court, and it turned out that, boy, I mean, this guy, he gave one guy 2 years for sitting on the sidewalk. And I thought, damn, I'm going to get a jail sentence here. And my lawyer wasn't there. He said, "I don't need to be there." He said, "He'll take care of it." So it kind of scared me. And he said, "What do you want?" And I said, "Well, Your Honor," I said, "I want to get my name changed." He said, "Why do you want to get it changed?" And I kind of halfway explained it to him how I'd been Red Stevenson all my life. He was very nice to me. He said, "It's going to be a real problem for you because your government records, everything that has anything to do with officially, you're going to be Haroldine Stevenson." And he said, "I'm going to give you two legal names. One is Red Stevenson. That's your legal name." But he said, "Then you'll still have Haroldine Stevenson as your legal name." Really, it's not been that bad. But I still use Red Stevenson as when it's convenient.
Your date of birth?
I don't think anybody really knew, but we settled on 5 January, and I don't know why they made it so close to Christmas. Hell, if I was picking a birthday, I wouldn't want it close to Christmas. Now, they found some of my family in the later years. I had a brother and sister that became pretty well off, and they hired a private, in fact, I heard it was a Pinkerton, to trace my family down. I think that one of the brothers and sisters said, "Well, hell, he was born in the winter." And he said he was born right after Christmas. I'm not this sure how it came about. But we picked the 5th of January.
What year?
Of 29.
So how old are you today?
I would be 87 today.
But you're not sure?
I'm not sure, but it don't make no difference.
And then where were you born?
Well, we think we was born around Paola, Oklahoma. We've heard all sorts of stories through brothers and sisters, and I guess I'm the last one living. To my knowledge, I had 9 brothers and sisters older than me, and then we heard that the mother later had 5 more kids. They tracked the dad down, and they tracked him down and found him today died. They said, "You can go to his funeral if you want to." And well, I didn't want to, but I did, because my brother and sisters probably pressured me to. But I think I'm the last one left.
So you say the mother and the father, and that means you're talking about your mother and your father.
Yes.
Did they just give you up at birth?
It turned out that my mother, she was born. She was David Bourne's either mother, sister, or her mother's mother's sister. She came from a nice family, and the story I heard was rather, I don't know if you call it humorous, but my dad was an alcoholic. I don't think he really amounted to very much. But he came to marry one of the Bourne girls, and she wouldn't marry him. She backed out. And they said, my mother was 15, and she said, "I'll go with him and marry him. I'll marry him." She didn't even know him. You know, times were so hard. And, you know, they were farmers in rural Oklahoma before the 30s.
Well, we were talking Dust Bowl and Depression time coming up in 1929 and 30.
And I suppose a girl would just do anything to get out of that kind of life.
Right.
But she probably got into a worse one because she had a kid every year.
So who raised you?
The Stevensons here in Bixby did.
Is that family still around here?
No, they don't have any heirs. In fact, they didn't have any kids. That's the reason they got me is because they couldn't have kids.
So they adopted you then?
They adopted.
What were their names?
D.W. was his initials. Well, Dennis, I guess, was his first name now that I think about it. D.W. and Bertha Stevenson.
Were they good to you?
You know, John, they weren't bad. I remember being whipped with a 2x4x4. But no, don't shake your head because I wish now it had been a 4x4. You know what all my weapons were for? Was for not practicing piano. They wanted me to be a pianist. And let me tell you, now I came to live with them when I think I was 4. I think that's the age. But anyway, I got good. By the time I was 12, hell, I was being asked to play for, well, one time the Metropolitan Opera visited Tulsa, and of course they never bring a pianist with them, and I played for them.
At 12 years old?
Yeah. I was that good. I could play that good.
That's interesting. You had that musical ability, but they tapped into it.
You know what? Yeah. My wife played the piano also. You know, I love music today. I don't see how people can say they don't love music.
Right.
And I frequently will be playing the jukebox. I don't like music.